Plan B. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network, sponsored by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Wherever in the world you compete, Michigan can give you the upper hand. Here it is again, proof that anything the good guys invent eventually falls into the hands of the bad guys. The crossbow, guns, email, all invented by people who thought they were doing a good thing. And now, North Korea, the world's most secretive regime, has nukes. Don't worry, we will hold North Korea fully accountable, which means that pretty soon the UN Security Council will start flinging sharply worded news releases. Even China unleashed the B word. Not sure if I can even say it. Oh, what the heck. Brazen! China called it brazen. And coming from a country that sent tanks against its own people, that's got to mean something. But what? Well, number one, it means no one's going to be starting a war with North Korea anytime soon. Number two, if North Korea does indeed sell its nukes to Iran and Syria, it means no one's going to be starting a war with them either. So what ultimately stops a country from using its nukes? Ultimately, it's because they don't want to get nuked back, because they have something to lose. China is a nuclear power, once run by a cult. Today, if they nuked us, their U.S. Treasury bonds would be worthless. And if we nuked them, Walmart would have to close. We each have something to lose. The world hoped that encouraging North Korea's isolation would ruin their bomb plans. Now, we face an impoverished country that has nukes and has nothing to lose by using them. Anybody got a plan B? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.